When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room, costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers don't come. Business, I know. You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. And top of that, your partner has parted. You're brokenhearted, but you go on. There's no people like no people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will hold, you may be stranded out in. Still, you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show. Let's go on with the show.
Indeed, Ethel, great advice. Let's get on with the show. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here at 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating of the now autumnal hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, the show Ethel was singing about, or singing from, although that particular cut is from a film called There's No Business Like Show Business, is Annie Get Your Gun, the 1946 Irving Berlin, Dorothy Fields, Herbert Fields masterpiece, which not only has an incredibly long life on stage, but a fascinating life in terms of popular recordings. And today we're going to take a tour through the plot, lightly, of Annie Get Your Gun, and take a look at all the many people who weighed in the recording studio and on stage to keep this wonderful, rollicking show alive. And I want to doff our Buffalo Bill Stetson to the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund, whose generous grant to the show keeps it rolling along. Well, Ethel Merman is part of the genesis of Annie Get Your Gun. Lyricist Dorothy Fields was at a Coney Island sharpshooter contest during World War II. And she thought, oh, Annie Oakley, that's interesting. Sharpshooter. Who could play it? Ah, Ethel Merman, of course. And they visited her in the hospital. She had just given birth to her daughter, I think. And she said, sure, why not? Bring it on. And the first person they brought on to write it was Jerome Kern and Rodgers and Hammerstein to produce it. They had just obviously produced Carousel in Oklahoma. But Jerome Kern passed away when he came to New York suddenly to work on the show. And they turned to the one person who they thought really had the showbiz acumen to turn it around, and that was Irving Berlin. We'll talk a little more about Irving Berlin's way of working on this score. But here's the opening number. This is a 1966 revival produced by Richard Rodgers again at the Music Theater of Lincoln Center. And you'll hear Jerry Orbach talk about Colonel Buffalo Bill and his Wild West show, which features so prominently in the musical Annie Get Your Gun.
Stuff that made the Wild West wild. Who pleases every woman, man, and child? Who does his best to give the customers a thrill? Oh, Colonel Buffalo Bill. Who's got the show that gets the most applause? 500 Indians and 50 squaws. 10 feature acts, and there's the special feature still. Oh, Colonel Buffalo Bill.
Did you ever see a cowboy rope a steer?
No, we haven't.
Or an Indian with feathers throw a spear?
No, we haven't.
Or a marksman shoot an earring from an ear?
No, we haven't.
Did you ever see a holdup?
No, sir.
Then gather closer and let me give you some of the atmosphere.
The hour is midnight and all is still. We see a stagecoach climbing up a hill. Going along a mountain trail, carrying passengers and mail, never suspecting danger as they roll along.
The watchful driver is in his seat, his trusty rifle lying at his feet.
Some of the passengers inside seem to be dozing as they ride, never suspecting there is something really wrong.
Suddenly there's a shout.
What is it all about?
Ha! What is it all about, you ask? It's Indians. Indians!
Indians!
Very notable, cut-your-throatable Indians! Just when they've taken everyone by force, who makes an entrance on a big white horse? Who starts a shooting till there's no one left to kill?
General Grant?
No, Colonel Buffalo Bill! Certainly this is quite a thrill, better than all the Waterville, better beyond the go and see the show with Buffalo Bill!
I'm honored, I'm flattered, this greeting really mattered, this welcome is grand, but I'm really concerned. I like your attention, but this I have to mention, you're playing with fire and you're apt to get burned. There's a girl in Tennessee who's sorry she met up with me. I can't go back to Tennessee. I'm a bad, bad man. There's a girl in Omaha, but I ran faster than her paw. I can't go back to Omaha. I'm a bad, bad man. There's a girl in Wyoming, and they're combing Wyoming to find the man in white who was out with her that night. There's a girl in Arkansas, the sheriff is her brother-in-law. I can't go back to Arkansas. I'm a bad, bad man.
You are making too much fuss, for we don't give a tinker's cuss. We've been out, yes, each of us, with a bad, bad man. We've been chasing up and down. The other show had just left town, and the one who played the clown was a bad, bad man.
Well, I'm enlightened, but frightened, though my interest you've heightened, it might turn out to be that you're much too much for me. So I'll go back into my tent, and someday when you're old and bent, think of hours you might have spent with a bad, bad man.
That was Robert Goulet, one of our favorite performers here on Broadway to Main Street, is the egotistical preening Frank Butler, who is a sharp shooting star of the Wild West show. That was from a 1962 studio recording. I think he's probably the best Frank Butler ever. but too bad we didn't get to see him on stage. Well, as I said earlier, Irving Berlin had this project fall into his lap when Jerome Kern died unexpectedly, and Dorothy Fields very graciously stepped aside as lyricist because she knew that obviously that Irving Berlin did both music and lyrics. And he was a little shy about what he called a situation show. He didn't quite jump on the post-Oklahoma bandwagon, although he was so innovative throughout his career. And he supposedly read the first act and went home and sort of scratched his head and came in on Monday with like a couple of songs. Well, they were some of the greatest songs ever written for a Broadway musical. Here is one of the songs. This is Annie Oakley's first song, not Ethel Merman, but Dinah Shore, who had a hit record of it in the 1940s. Again, as we'll see, the score permeated the hit parade of the day. Doing What Comes Naturally from Annie Get Your Gun.
Folks are dumb where I come from. They ain't had any learning. Still they're happy as can be, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Folks like us could never fuss with schools and books and learning. Still we've gone from A to Z, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to know how to read or write when you're out with a fella in the pale moonlight. You don't have to look in a book to find what he thinks of the moon and what is on his mind. That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
My uncle out in Texas can't even write his name. He signs his checks with X's and they cash them just the same. Grandpa Dick was always sick but never saw a doctor. He just died at 93 doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
His shack and now he plays with matches. He'll collect, just wait and see, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Uncle Paul heard someone call when he just had two deuces. He wound up with aces three, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally. You don't have to go to a private school not to turn up your bustle to a stubborn mule. You don't have to have a professor's dome not to go for the honey when the bee's at home.
That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
A nice young man named Harry is stuck on Sister Flo. She'd like to marry Harry, but his wife won't let him go. If you saw my pa and ma, you'd know they had no learning. Still they raised a family, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
That was Dinah Shore as Annie Oakley. Annie Oakley, the sharpshooter of the title, originally played by Ethel Merman, this great, naive, yet winning, yet, what I say, empowered, a word I don't like, but particularly it's a good, not a bad word for her, back in 1946. Well, of course, she's immediately smitten with the strapping, preening Frank Butler, but Frank Butler has other things in mind for the girl that he will marry. Here is a studio recording with Barry Bostwick. He would have been fantastic as Frank Butler on stage. He only did it in the recording studio with Judy Kaye, who did do it on stage, who's also fantastic. Anyway, this is what Frank Butler likes in For the Women in His Life.
Hey, where are you going? What's the matter? Don't you like me?
Sure, honey, I like you fine, but you're not enough woman for me. I like the dainty kind. The kind that faints when she sees a mouse.
Meaning, I suppose, when I see a mouse, the mouse faints.
I like 'em dimpled and rosy.
The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery. The girl I call my own will wear satins and laces and smell of cologne. Her nails will be polished, and in her hair she'll wear a gardenia, and I'll be there instead of flitting. I'll be sitting next to her, and she'll purr like a kitten. A doll I can carry, the girl that I marry must be.
Well, my mother was frightened by a shotgun, they say. That's why I'm such a wonderful shot. I'd be out in the cactus and I'd practice all day. And now tell me, what have I got? I'm quick on the trigger, with targets not much bigger than a pinpoint. I'm number one, but my score with a feller is lower than a seller. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. When I'm with a pistol, I sparkle like a crystal. Yes, I shine like the morning sun. But I lose all my luster when with a Bronco Buster. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. If I went to battle with someone's herd of cattle, you'd have steak when the job was done. The gals with umbrellas are always out with fellers in the rain or the blazing sun. But a man never trifles with gals who carry rifles. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. A Tom, Dick, or Harry will build a house for kids.
Annie Oakley realizes to her chagrin that her skill as a sharpshooter will not necessarily help her in the romantic arena. What better character song has ever been written for anybody ever than Irving Berlin's You Can't Get a Man with a Gun? That was Reba McEntire, who had a major career bonanza when she took over in 2001 from the 1999 revival as Annie Get Your Gun. A really rare recording. I love playing that. She's got a lot of spunk. Mr. Grant, notwithstanding. Well, Annie Get Your Gun, as I said, just had a string of hits. It was that great conglomeration of definitely a narrative musical in 1946, but Berlin always had one foot in the popular arena, and that meant a lot to him. We're going to hear Bing Crosby's version of They Say It's Wonderful, which is a song Annie sings in the show about love. And it was recorded, actually, 5 months before the show opened on Broadway. They knew it was going to be a big hit. So here is Bing Crosby with They Say It's Wonderful.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful, so they say. And with a moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, so they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. The thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful. In every way, so they say. Said it, and I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. The thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way. So they say. Stop your yawn.
So count your sheep, Mama's singing you to sleep with a moonshine lullaby. Bye-bye, baby. Stop your yawning. Don't cry.
Wesla Whitfield, one of my favorite jazz singers, tackling a great Irving Berlin ballad from Annie Get Your Gun. Well, Annie Get Your Gun was a huge success. It ran over 1,000 performances after its opening in the spring of 1946, and it was inevitable that it would be turned into a movie, not the least because Irving Berlin had almost as much success in the movies, perhaps more so than he did on Broadway. And MGM produced it, and they wanted Judy Garland to play the lead. Alas, Judy was not quite up to it and was replaced by Betty Hutton, who gave a very different performance. And actually, if you got to see any of some repeats after Robert Osborne passed away on TCM of his interviews, did an amazing interview with Betty Hutton. But let's turn to Judy. This is the pre-recording she did of a song that was written for the movie and never quite made it. It's a wonderful song, as is everything by Irving Berlin. Let's Go West Again, sung by Judy Garland.
Let's go west again. I won't rest again till we're west again, you and I. Let's go back where the skies are seldom gray, young man, go
west again. I won't rest again. Yeah.
Well, that song by Irving Berlin actually went south. Never made it into the film, but great song. Well, in the course of the show, Annie Get Your Gun, of course, Annie falls in love with Frank Butler, and he eventually falls in love with her. That's what has to happen before the end of Act One. So here we are. This is this great 1962 studio recording with Doris Day and then Robert Goulet, two great songs from Annie Get Your Gun.
Don't ask me just how it happened. I wish I knew. I can't believe that it happened, and still it's true. I got lost in his arms, and I had to stay. It was dark in his arms, and I lost my way. From the dark came a voice, and it seemed to say, as I fell, I just can't recall. But his arms held me fast, and it broke the fall. And I said to my heart, as it foolishly kept jumping all around, I got lost. But look what I
had my way with so many girls, and it was lots of fun. My system was to know many girls. 'Twould keep me safe from one. I find it can't be done. My defenses are down. She's broken my resistance, and I don't know where I am. I went into the fight like a lion, but I came out like a lamb. My defenses are down. She's got me where she wants me, and I can't escape no how. I could speak to my heart when it weakened, but my heart won't listen now. Like a toothless, clawless tiger, like an organ grinder's bear, like a knight without his armor, like Samson without his hair. My defenses are down. I might as well surrender, 'cause the battle can't be won. Must confess that I like it, so there's nothing to be done. Yes, I must confess that I like it. Being miserable is gonna be fun.
His defenses are down. She's broken his resistance, and he's in an awful jam.
to the fight like a lion.
But you came out like a lamb.
My defenses are down.
She's got you where she wants you, and you can't escape no how.
I could speak to my heart when it weakened,
but your heart won't listen now.
Like a toothless, clawless tiger, like an organ grinder's bear,
like a knight without his armor, like Samson without his hair.
My defenses are down.
You might as well surrender, for the battle can't be won.
But I must confess that I like it, so there's nothing to be done.
Yes, you must confess that you like it.
Being miserable
is gonna be fun.
Wow, what a lot of great songs. And the Act One curtain still hasn't come down yet, but the Wild West show definitely becomes Annie's central target, as it were. She becomes a big star, and Frank stomps out, curtain down. Well, we're looking at the score of Annie Get Your Gun, Irving Berlin's great score, here on Broadway to Main Street today. I'm your host, Larry Maslon, and I just found this fact that I was came across. I was researching this book I'm writing. The week of July 17th, 1946, out of the top 11 songs on the hit parade, five of them were from this show. Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore. We'll hear a little Doris, another Doris Day song. I think a couple weeks later, a sixth song was added. So, wow, what a show. Somebody once said to Irving Berlin they thought the show was kind of old-fashioned in 1966 when the revival opened. He said, yeah, full of old-fashioned hits, and here they are. Well, you needed a subplot. I can't even tell you what the subplot is for Annie Get Your Gun. It was cut in 66 and cut from the movie, and it doesn't really matter, but what a great song. Here's a song from a studio version, Jason Graw and Rebecca Luker, a Irving Berlin song that just makes me smile. Who do you love? I hope.
I've got the question, I've had it for days. You've got the answer, dear. I'll put the question in one little phrase. Say what I want to hear. Who do you love? I hope. Who would you kiss? I hope. Who is it going to be? I hope, I hope, I hope it's me. Who do you want? I hope. Who do you need? I hope. Who is it going to be? I hope, I hope, I hope it's me. Is it the baker who gave you a cake? I saw that look in his eye. Is it the butcher who brought you a steak? Say that it is and I'll die. Who do you love? I hope. Who would you kiss? I hope. Who is it going to be? I hope, I hope, I hope it's me.
I heard your question, the answer you know. Love is my middle name. You asked a question that worried you so. Mind if I do the same? Who do you love? I hope. Who would you kiss? I hope. Who is it going to be? I hope, I hope, I hope it's me. Who do you want? I hope. Who do you need? I hope. Who is it going to be? I hope, I hope, I hope it's me. Is it the blondie who acted so shy? I heard the things that she said. Is it the redhead who gave you the eye? Say that it is and you're dead. Who do you love? I hope. Who would you kiss? I hope. Who is it going to be? I hope, I hope, I hope it's me.
Thank you.
That was Doris Day with Les Brown and his Band of Renown. A great hit from Any Get Your Gun, That Storm the Hit Parade. The show was revived in 1966, 20 years after its debut, by Richard Rodgers at Lincoln Center, and they brought Ethel Merman back. And people called it, I think, a little meanly, Granny Get Your Gun, although I suppose that's funny in its way. Makes me smile. But Berlin wrote a new song. He wrote a new double song for that particular production, and it gets incorporated into the show. Here is Bernadette Peters from the 1999 revival, Bernadette, who's going to take over another Ethel Merman role in Hello, Dolly! Soon on Broadway with Tom Wopat, An Old-Fashioned Wedding.
I love you, Annie.
I love you back.
I didn't like living without you.
Keep talking.
You're the only girl in the whole world.
Keep talking.
I'm gonna marry you, Annie.
You can stop right there.
We'll have an old-fashioned wedding, blessed in the good old-fashioned way. I'll vow to love you forever. You'll vow to love and honor and obey. Somewhere in some little chapel, someday when orange blossoms bloom, we'll have an old-fashioned wedding, a simple wedding for an old-fashioned bride and groom.
I want a wedding in a big church with bridesmaids and flower girls, a lot of ushers and tailcoats, reporters and photographers, a ceremony with a bishop who will tie the knot and say, do you agree to love and honor, yes, but not obey? I want a wedding ring surrounded by diamonds and platinum, a big reception at the Waldorf with champagne and caviar. I want a wedding like the Vanderbilts have, everything big, not small. If I get married at all,
we'll,
I want a wedding in a big church with bridesmaids and flower girls, a lot of ushers and tailcoats, reporters and photographers, a ceremony with a bishop who will tie the knot and say, do you agree to love and honor, love and honor, yes but not obey? I want a wedding ring surrounded by diamonds and platinum,
someday
a big reception at the
Waldorf,
champagne and caviar.
We'll,
I want a wedding like the Vanderbilts have, everything big, not small. If it's not a big wedding, I don't want to get married at all. If it's not a big wedding, I don't want to get married at all.
Well, when Annie Get Your Gun went on its national tour in 1947, who took over and who played Annie? Any hands out there? I'm sure a few of you. I can't see all the way past the East River. It was Mary Martin. And one thing that was interesting about that is Rodgers and Hammerstein tracked her down in San Francisco during the tour to get her to sign up for South Pacific. Interesting. We are going to listen to a recording that she did with John Ray at a TV version, which I think they probably recorded also in the studio. This is this great duet, Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better, Mary Martin and John Ray.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yes.
So can a rat.
Any note you can reach, I can go higher.
I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say softer.
I can say anything softer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can drink it quicker and get even sicker.
I can open any safe
without being caught?
Sure.
That's what I thought you could.
Any note you can hold, I can hold longer.
I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No,
yes,
you
I can.
Can. Yes, you can.
Anything you can wear, I can wear better. In what you wear, I look better than you.
In my coat.
In your vest.
In my shoes.
In your hat.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say faster.
I can say anything faster than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can jump a hurdle.
I can wear a girdle.
I can knit a sweater.
I can fill it better.
I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Any note you can sing, I can sing sweeter.
I can sing anything sweeter than you.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can't.
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 Yes, I can. Yes, no, I can.
Well, I can't think of a better show or a better score that's lived in so many different ways from the 1940s than Annie, Get Your Gun. Score, of course, by Irving Berlin. It gets done everywhere. I think there was a recent production on the West End, but you know, if you look at the list of people who played it in summer stock or in touring productions, it's every feisty comedian who can hold two notes together: Barbara Eden, Lucy Arnaz, Debbie Reynolds, Mary Lou Henner. You name it. It's a show that deserves to live on. And that's the kind of thing we try to do here at Broadway to Main Street, is give you a little sense of a show and its historical context. And this episode, because there are so many pop hits from Annie, Get Your Gun, I definitely leaned a little heavily on the Hit Parade side. Perhaps we could have had a little more Ethel Merman. You know, we've never done an Ethel Merman show, all Ethel. So maybe that'll be coming up in the fall. And I want to just remind listeners before we get to our big finale that our show is every Sunday, and then on Mondays it goes to podcasts on iTunes. We have over 250, maybe 260 shows now. That's quite a lot. So you can scroll through and hear what you like. And we'll have lots of interesting stuff coming up this fall. We'll have a few more live interviews in New York, and we'll cover the new theatrical scene. But let us go to the big finish in Annie, Get Your Gun. This is from the 1966 Lincoln Center Music Theater, Lincoln Center Revival. And you'll hear Jerry Orbach and Ethel Merman sort of tucked in the middle there. Jerry Orbach and Ethel Merman had a funny a story that Jerry Orbach used to tell. I'll tell it some other time. Here is the finale to Annie, Get Your Gun, folks.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bar. There's no people like show, people they smile when they are low. Even with the turkey that you know before, you may be standing out in the cold. Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show. Let's go on with the show. They say that morning without is wonderful.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.